Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Lord Yeshua, we thank you. Thank you for visiting with your people. Thank you for bringing your peace, that we might have your shalom this day, this time. In your presence is fullness of joy, and we just delight to be in your presence. You are the King of glory. You are the Holy One of Israel. You are the I Am who gave Torah to Moses, and we just rejoice. Thank you for letting us know that you are seated at the Father's right hand on the highest throne in the universe, far above all principality and powers and thrones and dominions, ever living and still interceding for your people. How could we not be thankful if we understand these things? And we can't understand them in fullness, but what you give us by your word, giving us understanding by your spirit as we would turn at your reproof, how could we not be thankful? Look at this world today, and it just seems that the time, the set time to favor Israel has come. You have always been glorified to deliver your people from the time you manifested that you are God, you alone are God. You dashed all the gods of this world, judged them all, made a show of them openly as you led your people from bondage to freedom. The God of Israel, that is your name. And you let us take your great and holy name, your surname, Israel. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. It's amazing what is contained in the Word of God. How many times do we read this book of Ephesians and never even begin to scratch the surface on what is contained in this Word of God? Hallelujah. Ephesians. Paul had revelation greater than any man. Paul is like Moses. Taught the gospel of redemption directly by the Redeemer. And beyond what Moses was given, Paul was given revelation that was not even lawful for a man to speak. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Anybody that ever questions Paul's apostleship or would try to say that Paul's writings somehow take a backseat to the Torah, you're dealing with a heretic. The duty that we have when somebody would do that is to say, brother, I must admonish you that I don't know if you're even a brother, but I must admonish you that you are a heretic. And if the response is anything other than meekness, hopefully repentance, but if it's anything other than meekness, I now give you your second admonition as a heretic and I reject you. Have a nice day. That's not very tolerant, is it? No, that's love is what it is. That's love. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints, which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, as you and me. This is to you and me from God, through a man who received higher revelation than any other man, including Moses, taught the gospel of redemption by the Redeemer himself, just as Moses was. Moses spent 40 days with the Lord one-on-one, twice. Paul spent 3 years with him one-on-one. Saw things that it was not even lawful for a man to speak. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace always comes first. No way will you have peace if you cannot find the grace of God. The evidence of finding the grace of God is the supernatural enablement to repent, which a vain creature cannot do, and we're all vain creatures apart from the grace of God. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father. Hallelujah. Only Jesus could reveal that. There is no name by which a human being could refer to God which is as high and exalted as to be able to call God our Father. Do you suppose that the Lord Jesus Christ ever called the Father anything other than Father or Abba? And only He could give this privilege to us. And how could somebody read this verse in the hundreds and hundreds of other verses in the New Testament from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ? How could they read these verses and not see the Trinity, not see the Godhead? I don't understand. There's 3,000 times in the Old Testament where God uses a plural noun with a singular verb. There must be within the Godhead, God must have, and it is essential that He have both unity and diversity. And this is the only understanding which will stand against all of the Antichrist doctrines in this time. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You can spend years trying to plumb the depths of that one. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. This is past tense. This is something we have if we can receive it. Hallelujah. And we don't begin to understand how big this is. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And you could think on that one 10 years, and you ain't going to plumb the depths of that one. But now, in this Antichrist war on the saints, we need to grab hold of as much of that one as God will give us. Because it has been done. God said so. He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. All power and authority in heaven and in earth has been given by the Father unto the Lord Jesus Christ. He has it all. And He hath blessed us. This is finished. This is part of what happened when He said, "It is finished." Who hath blessed us, you and me, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Are you in Christ? I want to be in Christ. Well, what good does it do in heaven? All. What good does it do? It does all good. How do you get there? By the Holy Ghost. by the Holy Ghost is how you get there. Most people don't even know that there are three heavens. We're breathing one right now, or you're dead soon. Airplanes fly around in it. That's the first heaven. Oh, this is what we're looking at. We're looking at the keys to the kingdom. The first heaven, airplanes flying around it, and we're breathing it right now. The second heaven, you need a rocket ship to go there. The second heaven is where the moon is, or where the stars are, and the other galaxies are. And the third heaven is out beyond that. The Hubble telescope cannot see that far to the third heaven. Now they'll tell you it's billions and billions and billions of light years away, which only means they don't understand light very well. Some scientists say it's a particle, some say it's a wave, but they don't understand it. Einstein said it is a constant, goes at 186,000 miles per second. He was wrong. They flat slowed it down and stopped it. They don't understand light very well. How well do we understand light? We're looking at some light here that is so blinding. No one can see it in its fullness yet. He is the light. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him, hallelujah, before the foundation of the world. No surprises for God. God has told us the end from the beginning. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Where is he? He's seated at the right hand of the Father. He's seated on the highest throne that there is beyond the universe, higher than the universe. He is seated on the highest throne that exists, far above all principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. He can make us holy. He is the Holy One. That is how the Sabbath is kept holy. The Holy One, his holy presence. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. How do we get there? Where he is. By the Holy Ghost. By the same Spirit that made Yeshua echad with the Father. By that same Spirit being in us, which makes us echad with Yeshua, and makes us echad with the Father, as Yeshua was echad with the Father. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai echad. Not yet, kid. Echad. And it should make us one with one another. If we have that right spirit of holiness, that we should be holy and without blame before him. Yes, we can get there. We can get there. How do we get someplace? Billions and billions and billions and billions of light years away by the Holy Ghost. Now, you have to be a child to understand this. This will fry the scientists' brains. But we can get there by the Holy Ghost, and it doesn't take a lot of time. God is not bound by time and space. Remember, He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. That's the will of God. And by Jesus Christ, we have been adopted into the family of God called Israel. And as adopted children, we have a full double portion of the firstborn. Oh, hallelujah. Not that we're going to be some sort of little God. No way. Don't you listen to the Ken Copelands and the Benny Hens and the rest of these people who would pervert the gospel. Don't you listen to that. God is God. Job's not open to us. But nevertheless, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace. It's all grace. You don't want religion if you could get grace. You don't want religion if you could find the grace of God. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us, done deal, hath made us accepted in the Beloved. If you're in Christ, you're accepted. If you're not in Christ, you're going to get what you deserve. And there's never been a human born since Adam. Born of a woman. There has never been a human born of a woman except one, the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't deserve to go to hell. And you're going to get what you deserve. Unless you're in Christ. And if you are in Christ, He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Well, what good does that do us down here on this earth? We're getting there. Glory to God. In whom we have redemption. Is that good? In whom we have redemption. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Are you redeemed? In Christ you are redeemed. Hallelujah. In whom we have redemption through His blood. He did it all. He did it all. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, even the willful sin, that there is no provision whatsoever for in the law of Moses, None. You can't find it. Abraham had faith that God would provide himself a lamb to make this provision for the willful sin, but even that one you see. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. It is grace. His grace. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Whew. That's a lot of wisdom. Prudence. That's doing things prudently. Wisely. Making the right mental action. Taking the right action. Doing it right. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. And this is the mystery of the ages. And the mystery of iniquity ought not to hold a pimple compared to this mystery of the ages. Look, the mystery of iniquity, it's no mystery anymore. That cup of iniquity, it's full. It's overflowing. It's not going to get any more full. But this is the mystery of the ages. This is the mystery which should capture our attention, which we should be pursuing that we might ensue, that we might grab hold of this. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, guess what? We're there. Oh, hallelujah. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Hallelujah. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated. This is our destiny. From before the foundation of the world. In whom, if you're in Christ, all of this is only available if you are in Christ. It is not available otherwise. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. This is done. This is finished. This is past tense. We have it. Most people don't know they have it. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. The mystery. That he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, which is always perfect, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted. After that ye heard the word of truth. Have we really heard these things? In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth. The gospel. Very definite article. A lot of false gospels but only one true gospel. Simple enough for a 3-year-old to understand. And so deep, Paul never mastered it. He was mastered by it. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed, hallelujah, with that Holy Spirit of promise, the same Spirit of God that made Yeshua at God with the Father. And that is sealed. His Spirit comes to reside in our spirit, and that is sealed unto the day of redemption. The only one that can cause that seal to be broken. So I could cause it to happen to me, and you could cause it to happen to you. For the Spirit of God will not always strive with man. In whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. This is what we're looking at. This is what we're seeking after right now. This mystery of the ages. By the Spirit of God. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power. How great is his power? He is almighty. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? How great is his power? Unlimited. Absolutely unlimited. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Never forget that. It is his power. No limits to it. But it is his power. And when we see it manifest, it should humble us. Because it is not our power, it is his power for his glory. But there's no limit to it. Now we have all blessings, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And it's about this access, how it's accessed in Christ. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead? This is just as sure as the resurrection. All of this is just as sure as the resurrection. And there is no fact in all of history as well proven and as well documented as the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Now, by his Spirit, if we can go where he is seated at the Father's right hand and receive leave and permission from him where he is seated at the Father's right hand to speak in his name, guess what? Satan, wherever he is in this universe, has got to hear it.
all power and all authority in heaven and in earth has been given unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we, by his Spirit, can go there and receive leave and access from the Father to speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ from that position where he is seated, Satan's got to hear it. And he's got to pass the order down through his chain of command. Wow. Yeah, this is the mystery of the ages. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power. It makes no difference where Satan is in the universe if you get permission and leave from the Father to speak from that position. Satan and his entire host of hell has got to hear it. From far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, just reading Ephesians chapter 1 10 times would be a good exercise on this Sabbath or any Sabbath. And you, hallelujah, and you, saint, and you hath he quickened. This is past tense. You have been given life, eternal life, abundant eternal life in Christ. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. And that's our testimony, your testimony, and my testimony. There was a time when I was dead in trespasses and sins. But Jesus found me and let me find him. He poured out his blood and he hath quickened you. He hath quickened me. He gave to you and me eternal, abundant eternal life. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Is Christ alive? So are we. This is past tense. Hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Hallelujah. It's all by grace. Yes, it's all by grace. Ye are. That's present tense. Don't let it slip. Ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We can go where he is, where he is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. By his Spirit we can do this. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If you're in Christ, this is doable. Otherwise, it's totally impossible. It is preposterous otherwise. But this is the Word of God. This is reality. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Yes, God had a purpose in doing this. The works have a place in this, but not to get us saved. It is the result of the effectual working of the grace of God in us that the works, the good works, do follow. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So much of religion tries to put this cart before the horse, and it will not go that way. It will not work. Wherefore, and because of this, wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ. Remember, there was a time when we were without Christ. At that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, not part of the family of God, called Israel. There was a time that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, without God in the world. But now in Christ, hallelujah, but now in Christ, glory to God, hallelujah. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. It's all his doing, by the power of his blood. For he is our peace, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. Okay? These commandments contained in ordinances. This is what the religious men make up. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances,
ordinances of religious men, not the commandments of God. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. I want the will of God. There is peace wanting the will of God, because the will of God will be done. And if our will is to do the will of God, we will have peace. And we will see God's power manifest. And all of these things, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, which are so far beyond comprehension this side of glory, we have them in Christ. For to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you, which were far off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Hallelujah. That's how we get there. That's how we get where he is seated at the Father's right hand. By one Spirit. The Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Messiah. The Spirit of truth and holiness. The Spirit of God. The same Spirit. The same Spirit that made Yeshua at God with the Father. And oh, how this Spirit should make us one with one another. If we have this Spirit and not religious counterfeit spirits, how this Spirit should make us one with one another. And he came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, part of the family of God called Israel. God's eternal purpose in the earth is the church. And that church is Israel, the family of God. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building is fitly framed together, groweth into an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. And for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now, hallelujah, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He hath purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Faith in Christ is great, but the faith of Christ, by the faith of Him. Wherefore, I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Yeah. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Yes, this is the mystery of the ages. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And to know the love of Christ, to know it on an experiential basis, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God, as Jesus was, by the same Spirit that made Him at God with the Father. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The same power that was working in Him is that power that worketh in us. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. How big can we think? That's usually our problem, our stinking thinking. Now unto Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Not much room for denominations in that, is there? So much for the little isolated groups of super-duper saints. Either we are in Christ or we're not. And if so, then we need to live endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body, there is one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Hallelujah. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He went where Abraham and Enoch and all the other saints who had died before Christ were, in a place called paradise, where they could look across a fixed gulf and see the souls in torment of the lake of fire known as hell. They couldn't go where he was going, where the Father was, in the third heaven, until that sacrifice was made to make them accepted in the Beloved. And then they were in a nice place. And I believe he visited them on the Sabbath. But they couldn't go where he was going, where he had come from the Father, where he had come from the third heaven. They couldn't go there until he first went down and visited with them. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Don't anybody tell you Jesus went into hell and slugged it out there for 3 days with the devil. No, he went into paradise, a place in the earth where all saints prior to his resurrection were, where they could look across a fixed gulf and see the fires of hell and the people in torment there. No one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus Christ accursed. What does accursed mean? In hell. Going to hell. Everybody deserves to go to hell. But in Christ you're not going to get what you deserve. Hallelujah. You have found grace. Now he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, the building up, the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. That we henceforth, from now on, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Get the vanity under our feet where it belongs. Take a trip to the cross. Put on the gospel shoes, how it was that we came to have peace with God. What God did so that we might have peace. And the better we understand that, the more we will walk in victory over our own stupid vanity, and we all have it. Having the understanding dark and being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanliness with greediness, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, filthy, wantonness, lawless, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, hallelujah. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, your teacher is the same as my teacher, the Holy Spirit of truth, the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of Messiah. That you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which is after God created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad we're always going to have the Holy Ghost? Always have this enablement to be one with Yeshua and one with the Father by the same Spirit that made him at God with the Father. And this is sealed unto the day of redemption. Hallelujah. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger, don't miss it, let all, let me say it again, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Put that away. All the bitterness, all the wrath, all the anger, all the clamor, all the evil speaking. Put it away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Hallelujah. That's a tall order, but we must do that now. We must. Hallelujah. Chapter 5. Be ye, that's for me and you, Betty, and for you too. Be ye, therefore, followers of God as dear children. Hallelujah. And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints.
neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. I think this needs to be said again. For this you know, that no whoremonger, no unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. He is the Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of truth. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto God, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. How do we stand idly by and watch the apostasy infiltrate the body of Christ? We can't. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See that you walk circumspectly. That means be aware of what's going on in this Antichrist world around you. See that you walk circumspectly. That's a command of God. See that you walk circumspectly. Be aware of what is going on in this Antichrist world around you. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Has there ever been a day when this is more true than today? I think not. Even in the times of Noah, I think not. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. What is the will of God? What is the will of the Lord? Rejoice evermore. Well, I don't feel like rejoicing. Do it anyhow. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, I know it hurts. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Make the sacrifice of praise. He knows it's a sacrifice. God inhabits the praises of his people. In everything, even if it hurts, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, no spiritual drunkenness either. Be ye not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always, always, for all things, good things and bad things, all things. Giving thanks always for all things unto the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. And therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Everything? Everything! Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. How much did he love? What was he willing to do in his love manifest for his church? Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord, not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs, and how I do Tychicus, a beloved a beloved brother and faithful minister of the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.